Blog Talk Radio.
Sing it down low for him. Sing it down low for him.
You've had an enjoyable day. We hope that you are now taking some time to unwind and unravel from all of the busyness of everything this week started with, especially with voting. We hope you guys got a chance to get out there and vote. If you wanted to vote, or you know, you wanted to take participate, you want to participate in what was going on in your communities. And now we are so thankful for you taking a moment to just step back, sit back, and relax and join us here on Woman to Woman. Thank you guys for tuning in so faithfully each and every week. And for those of you who are tuned in for the first time, we welcome you to Woman, and we hope that you'll hear something that sparks your ears and sparks your spirit and encourage you to stay and become a part of our community here at NCD Network. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Yes. Well, what we're going to do tonight, this is going to be a special show because it's going to be a short show. We're going to keep it short and simple, but what we wanted to do is just kind of come on and do an intro to the month of November. The month of November, we're going to be talking about the month of November is officially the National Health Awareness Month. So with that in mind, we thought we would do a theme month for November, and we're going to be dealing with health. We're going to be dealing with, we're going to bring awareness to certain diseases and disorders that people are dealing with. We have guests, special guests that's going to come in and talk about some of these things starting next week. We have, you know, we're going to be talking about muscular dystrophy is a special form of that called Duchenne's. And we have a lady that's going to come in and speak to us about that and kind of share her experience because she has a son that deals with that. And then we're going to have someone come in and talk about mental health and this crave. You know, we got a craze going on now where we're seeing more mental health than we've ever seen in history. And so we're going to have someone come in and talk about that. And I'm not sure what all disorders and diseases that we're going to get a chance to really elaborate on for the next 3 weeks to come, but we are going to be elaborating on them, you know, on some different things. I'm sure we're going to have someone come in and talk about Alzheimer's and dementia and the various stages of that. So the only way you're going to know which ones we're going to be talking about is being able to tune in. You're going to have to tune in so that you'll know. We will advertise weekly, but we won't give you a pre-agenda because we don't want to do that, because we don't want to say we're going to talk about this and then we find out, wow, we really need to talk about this. So each week we're going to let you know what we're going to be talking about, and we're going to be letting you know who the special guest is for that particular week. So we're just asking that if you're, you know, interested in hearing about these various things, just make sure you tune in. Amen?
Amen, amen. You know, and again, our whole goal is to bring you guys resourceful information in regards or as it relates to our health. A lot of times we go about our life and we don't think about our health. And Coach D and I were just having a conversation the other day. We used to work really pushing hard for the benefits of our the employees where we worked at. And so we would get so disappointed when people didn't want to participate in taking advantage of the benefits that were placed before them. And one of the things that we shared when we were having our discussion is that there's so many people who would now change their mind about taking advantage of benefits or would be willing to pay any amount just so that they could be healthy at this moment. So, you know, we want you guys to understand in our efforts to bring you as much information as possible during this National Health Awareness Month, we're not trying to be elusive when we don't give you guys the preset topic. What we're trying to do is, of course, make sure that you get tuned in, but not only that you get tuned in, but that we're bringing relevant information that hits you where you are today. And so we have a lot of people who are interested in coming onto the show and just sharing different resources. And so, you know, and going through all of what God is placing on our table to go through, we want to make sure that we're picking the right people and that we're doing an excellent job for you guys. Amen?
Amen, amen. Well said. Minister LaDon, that we're just, you know, I love this platform. I thank God for this platform because this platform does allow us to bring about so many different resources and tools. So that's excellent. One of the things I wanted to say is we're going to, you know, we just gave the introduction, and again, we're going to keep tonight's show pretty short. So there's going to be some people that may tune in after we've already gone for the evening. So we will have this recorded message. So if you tune in at another time, that tonight's show is going to be a short show. And again, we're just giving you an introduction into what we will be doing for the month of November. Every Wednesday for the month of November, we're going to be discussing different diseases and disorders to bring awareness to these things. And then some of it may be that we're also going to be talking mental illness, also a disorder. We're going to be speaking about health and nutrition. That's going to be something that we definitely want to utilize one of these weeks to speak about, which is very important because we know that right now America is obese. It's, you know, America is obese. The number is extraordinary. We're talking about up into like 90%. Close to 90% of obesity in America, and so health and fitness is important because that's where it all begins and ends. Anything, you know, we got certain dysfunctions that's brought upon by birth, genetically. I don't know that it would matter that you were eating properly or that you were exercising. Because these are things that may just come anyway. They're, you know, part of your structure. But there are a lot of diseases that we face that are strictly diet. Diabetes, diet. High blood pressure, diet. There's so many that I could go on and on and on with that are taking people out of here daily. That's a part of the diet. And our bodies, believe it or not, have the ability. We were created in such a way that our bodies have the ability to heal themselves. And we would take the time to allow our bodies to heal. You know, I'm not sure how much damage we could put on our bodies before they'll be, you know, that they'll still be able to heal themselves. But you don't want to wait until you get that damage and say, okay, now I'm damaged. I'm going to wait for my body to heal itself. Start now. Allowing your body to heal itself. Start now. You know, water is important. Water is a big, very important to our bodies because everything that functions is from water, you know, in our bodies. You know, if you don't, you know, get dehydrated and don't drink enough water, you won't even be able to use the bathroom, whether it be urination or whether it be a bowel movement. If you're dehydrated, nothing come out. You know, there's nothing to push it out. It's not a lot of fluids and liquids. So we want to make sure that exercise. I don't know about y'all. I have a challenge with exercise. Now I've been on a cleanse, a 21-day cleanse. This is my last week, and I've lost. I lost 23 pounds, I'm sorry. And so I'm losing the weight, but, oh, I just can't. I ain't going to say I can't. I could do anything. I could do all things to Christ. But I have a struggle with the exercise part. That's my struggle, being disciplined to get up and get out here and go walk, for example. And part of it is not because I don't like to walk, or I have a problem with exercising as far as it pertains to outside of the house. Coach D is scary. She's scary when it comes to animals. So if I have to get out and walk my neighborhood, then that my fear is running into one of the little neighborhood dogs or something, and a dog running up on me, you know, or something like that. So I'm not scared of people, but I can have a tendency to be a little nervous around animals. And that should not be an excuse because I could get on my treadmill or something like that. So pray for Coach D that she will get an attitude and build a habit of exercise to go along with her diet. Her diet is going good as far as what she's eating, healthy foods, but I need to do a combination of both. Amen?
Amen. Amen. You know, and again, we start thinking about these things. It seems like we start thinking about them later on in life. And so if you plan on being around here for some time, now is the time to start putting practices in place. Not something that's going to, you know, be temporary, but practices in place that will keep you healthy for the long run. I know myself, you know, I love that Coach D shared, you know, her journey. I know for myself, I have extra weight on my body, and I've always been, you know, pretty much under 100, and for 30 years of my life, I've been under 120 pounds, and then the rest of the 30 years, you know, I started gaining weight, but I'm mentioning that because now I have weight on my body, and I don't even know how to carry the weight. I don't know how to wear clothes that accentuate the weight that I am now. And so, you know, there's just so much that's going on. And what I've realized is that not only is my body unhealthy, but I'm starting to be unhealthy in my mind because of, you know, my how I feel about my body and my energy level and different things like that. So I'm just so super excited about this month and just about all of the different information, tools, and resources that are going to come from having these shows this month, because I do plan on getting the weight off. But until it's off, what do? You know, so I'm thankful for the guests that we're going to have and just, you know, everything that's going to go forth. Amen. Coach D, are you still there?
Sorry, I'm just talking. I'm sorry. I had the mute button on. Forgive me. And I'm just talking. Amen. Oh, sorry about that. As you were saying, Minister LaDonna, I don't know, I got caught up with trying to get this phone off of the mute button, so please forgive me for that. It totally distracted me.
Oh, no worries, no worries. But again, you know, this month of national health, and we're even going to be talking about occupational health, because there's some jobs that people are on, and, you know, you learn different safety practices to put in place while you're on your job. However, you know, there comes a time when you're putting too much stress on your body. You're going through, you're exposing yourself to too much. And so we need to start paying attention to those things. How are you operating? You know, it maybe when you were younger, the chemicals didn't bother you so much, but now you've been around the chemicals for a protracted period of time, like much, much longer, and now it's starting to have effect on your body. And so, again, we just want to make sure that we start thinking about the future. We're not just thinking about the now, but we're thinking about the future as well. And so we're putting practices in place now so that we can end up where we want to be. And so you can predict your future. You know, you definitely can predict your future by what is going on in your life now. And most people say, oh, I wish I could predict the future. I wish I could predict the future. But you actually can. So if you know that you're laying around all the time and you're not getting any type of exercise in, guess what? You are going to be gaining weight. You're going to be having excess weight. And you're going to not be toned, you're going to not be fit, and your body can't function properly. It's like having a car and letting it sit in the garage. Yeah, the car can sit in the garage for a long period of time, but when you get ready to go start that car up so that it can perform the way that it was designed to perform, sometimes the battery is dead because you haven't driven the car and given it its exercise or, you know, done the maintenance and the checkups, and the same thing goes for our bodies. So, and with the holidays coming up, especially, the holidays are coming up. I know people are ready to eat. I hear conversations continuously about Thanksgiving and Christmas, and even myself, I'm planning on what I'm going to cook way ahead of time. But when these holidays come up, we do tend to excessively overeat. And then we plan for the new year. Oh, I'm going to get this weight off on me, of me in the new year. Let's start having some practices in place so that we don't have to work from behind. We can be ahead of the game. Amen?
Amen. You know, one of the things you were saying that you do predict your future, some things we don't know. Like, you know, there's some things that's obvious. You know, like you said, eating properly, exercise, you know, we love all the chips and all this stuff, and we do. Americans have a tendency to want to, we live to eat. You know, it's entertainment. It's entertaining for us to just eat. And I know that's for me because I don't hang out at the clubs and I don't do a lot of that kind of stuff. So for me, you know, getting together with family or friends and having a nice good meal and trying out different restaurants and different cuisines and stuff, that was my thing, and it wasn't that I really was a big eater, like somebody just constantly picking out. That really was not me, but I did find entertainment in going to a restaurant and eating, and it is true, when you do a lot of fast foods, when you do a lot of restaurants, when you do a lot of those type of things, you will start gaining weight because I'm not sure what it really is. You know, maybe they say it's not eating healthy, but there's food places out there that are, quote, supposedly healthy. But I think it's something about preparing meals at home where you're controlling the sodium that's going into it. You're controlling the sugars and just different things that you're controlling, the levels of oil that you're cooking with. Maybe you're cooking with olive oil, or if you go to a restaurant, they're cooking with just, you know, regular oil. So there are certain things that you definitely can control at home, how fresh the food is, that you can't control when you're going to a restaurant. One of the things I wanted to bring up as you was talking about predicting the future, and I know I'm jumping around, is this is a true story. I don't know if women know, but wearing heels is sexy as they may be, as cute as they may be, wearing heels is destroying women's bodies. It's destroying women's bodies. What we don't know, and what many people don't know, is that our spinal cord is very critical in our health. Our weight, our thyroid, everything that you could think of, our spinal cord is the center focal point. All of your nerves, your brain signals all go through your spinal cord to these various areas of your body. And I didn't realize that when your spinal cord is off, whether it's crooked, you know, whatever it is, when it's off, then your brain is not sending effective signals to the rest of your body. And if they don't get those signals, I don't care how much you eat right, how much you exercise. If they don't get the proper signals, they're not going to do the proper job that they're supposed to do. And I didn't realize that, and I just found that out about a month ago because I actually went to see a chiropractor by referral, and she's a chiropractor, but she specializes in neurology. And so she deals with the nerves and how to help get the nerve system back to where it's supposed to be, or get as close as she can to what it's supposed to be so that it could cause the body to begin to line up. And one of the things, my spine is kind of crooked, but one of the things we're finding is that the heels, I wore heels since I was a teenager. And there was a point where I never even had owned tennis shoes until I got older and my body started feeling the effects of all these years of stilettos. And it really makes, a lot of women are in pain. They're in joint pain. They're dealing with sciatic problems. They're dealing with neuropathy. They're dealing with a lot of different back issues, lower back issues, neck issues, shoulder issues. They're dealing with a lot of things because of purses and heels, those very things that made us look cute, have literally caused so much damage to our bodies. And so I'm hoping that we'll get an opportunity to even learn a little bit more about that during the month of November. Amen?
Amen. You know, and I love that you brought that up. And, you know, going and hopefully we'll start. There may be somebody who's listening online that can come up with a shoe that's as sexy as a heel, but, you know, doesn't do the damage that the heel does, you know? So that's another good reason for having these types of shows. But even before, one of the things that I thought about going back to the food is, you know, before we had to eat a certain way. And I'm saying we, as far as culturally, you know, African Americans are known for high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and different things like that. And it did come from the things that we ate or, you know, how we seasoned our food. And that came, you know, a lot of it was built transferred on from during the time of slavery, because the foods that we were eating back then were basically the trash or the leftover or the scraps from the food that was on the plantation. And so they had to make it taste good. They had to make it taste well. And so that's where a lot of the soul food cooking came from. But, you know, there might be someone who listens on the shows and figures out a way for us to still have great soul food with less seasoning. You know, so again, I'm just super excited about this month's show. And for those of you who are listening, make sure that anyone that you know that, and everyone needs to be thinking about their health, but anyone that you know that's going through some health challenges or some health issues, have them tune in too, because I'm sure there's going to be something that's shared on this program that can help them. Amen.
Amen, amen. And also, if you know someone that's dealing with certain disorders that have enough knowledge in the disorders, shoot them our way. Have them inbox us. They may want to come on and share their journey or share their experience about their disorder. There are so many different diseases and disorders that's out there, and a lot of them we're not aware of. You know, we're aware of cancer. I mean, cancer, that's just like everybody knows about something. Everybody knows somebody or somebodies that's dealing with some form of cancer. That's a common, you know, that's a common disease that everybody knows about. You know, Alzheimer's 10, 20 years ago, nobody knew what that was. You know, but now it's a common disease that people are dealing with. Diabetes, you know, that's been around probably for a while. They didn't call, you know, I remember a time where it wasn't called diabetes. They would say she got sugar, you know, or she got sugar. You know, those are some common ones that we know about, but there's so many that are not popular. You know, when you talk about sarcoidosis, which is an autoimmune deficiency, lupus is becoming very, you know, very known. Now, you know, you're finding a lot of people that are dealing with lupus and rheumatoid arthritis and just different things that are out there that people are struggling through. And we just want to bring awareness to some of these things, because more awareness, when people are aware of it, then it puts it on the forefront. Then we could, you know, then maybe we could start being aware or even donating into cures for some of these things. Some of these things, thank God, are just things that could really be reversed, and some things can't be reversed, you know. So we just want to bring the awareness during this month of November, National Health Awareness Month. We want to make everyone aware. We can't make you aware of everything that's out there, so I'm not going to even pretend that, but we're going to be bringing up some of the things that we do know about certain diseases and bringing people in that may have the knowledge or the expertise about these diseases to share with you all. So, again, we said we weren't going to keep this show long, and I'm going to step back, Minister LaDon, if you have some more things to say before we close out on tonight.
Well, you know, we could definitely go on and on about this show. just as we discussed the the resources that we're going to be bringing. My mind has just been running and just overflowing with different thoughts, different topics, because one of the things that I was just sitting here thinking about is that, you know, earlier you mentioned that there's just like so much news in regards to mental illnesses, certain things like that. And I think that, you know, previously it was just something that we weren't aware of, like you said, and I love that you keep using the word and term aware and awareness. We didn't know. So when we had that old crazy grandma or that old crazy, you know, they always just called it old crazy grandpa, old crazy uncle. They just acted a certain way and we just accepted it and that was just normal. And now we're able to put some terms on it. And when we understand what it is, we better know how to deal with it. And when we better know how to deal with it, we can better deal with different situations and challenges that goes on within the family, which brings us to a better place of health. So, again, you know, I won't drag it on because we did say we were going to keep the show short and sweet. However, this just lets you know that these shows that are going to be coming to you over the next few weeks are really going to be able to be of support for struggles that you're having in your family, some things you may not be aware of, why one minute you're happy and the next minute you're cussing everybody out, how depression works. You know, you hear the word depression, and you would never think that you're depressed. You know, you get sad, but you're not depressed, you know. But when you learn more about the terms, the terminology, the traits, the characteristics of the diseases or the instances of being unhealthy, you'll be able to better deal with it and manage your life. So, again, please tune in over the next few weeks. Join us. Tell someone about us. Tell somebody about what we'll be doing here. And like Coach D said, you may have a topic or a certain illness that you'd like for us to speak about. Or you may know someone who would love to come on as a guest. Send them our way. Hit us up on Facebook. Hit us up at MCD Network. And we'll do our best to make sure that we're bringing, you know, we're trying to fit that information in or bring in those guests on as well. But thank you for tuning in. And we look forward to spending the rest of this month with you discussing how to get healthy. Amen.
Amen. And don't forget to tune in on Thursday night to Processing the Pain at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Time, and 10 p.m. Eastern Time as we continue to bring biblical principles unto perception. Know that you are loved and appreciated.
Woman to woman, song of life we sing, song of love and songs of joy, songs of love. Sing it again.
Woman to woman,
songs of life we bring, songs of love and songs of joy. Woman to woman.
Okay, Kayla, sing it down low for him.
Dum da 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 da
woman to woman.